I think that's it. I think most who are coming have already come inside now the house. Welcome to our meditation class at Nolamara. There's a few things I have to say in the beginning. This is the advanced meditation class, the ongoing class. So those who are coming here for the first time or second time, we have another class in the neighboring room over there for beginners. So if you are a beginner, please go to that room. We will be sitting here with a meditation session of 45 minutes, which normally is too long for those who are beginners. So please go to the other room if you are new. And also, if you have any mobile phone or any other devices which makes funny noises, please just turn it off, so we don't get disturbed during our meditation and our teachings. Still some more people coming here. Just repeating for those who just came, if you are a beginner, this is the advanced class. The beginner's class is in the other room in there. So if you're coming for the introduction, please go to the other room. And then those who are more experienced and have been to classes like this before, please stay here. So, my name is Ben Bonito. I'm one of the monks from Bodhinyana Monastery. Most of you have, you know, Ajahn Brahm, which is here most of the time. He's my teacher, and I'm kind of growing up to become a teacher myself. So now I have to start teaching, and coming here and try to explain everything I've learned those 10 years I've been in the monastery. What we are going to do here today is a meditation. We're going to try to. I'm going to talk a bit about meditation, like 10, 5, 10, 15 minutes. And then we're going to do a 45 minutes meditation session. Part of that will be guided. I'll be talking in the beginning. And then I was told that we're going to have a Q&A session afterwards. There will be questions from overseas, and there might be questions from those who are here now. Meditation is about stillness, peace, calm, and to be able to create that inside your mind. The goal is to remove or let it fade away, all those emotions and thoughts which you have in your mind now, slowly, all by itself. Normally, by putting our attention on some kind of meditation object. So we start developing stillness, peace. When that is done properly, joy and bliss can arise, which again makes the peace and stillness even stronger. And those two goes together. Stillness and peace. Joy creates stillness. More stillness creates more happiness and joy and rapture in the mind, which makes your mind even stiller and more peaceful and more happy. That's what we are going to try to do. Your mind can do really amazing things, but it needs direction. you have to learn how this works so you can direct your own mind so that these things happen in your mind. And that's why we have classes, so we can teach you, so you can play around with your mind yourself and find something which works. And when you find something which works, you can do it yourself. So what we're going to do is to try to give you really clear instructions and hopefully make you stop interfering with what's going on in your mind. That this being, this you, can get out of the way and just be, and be an observer, and just look at what's going on. Because if you can be passive, then everything else will slowly calm down all by itself. We're so used to doing things and fixing things, creating things. We want to make happiness, we want to make peace, we want to make joy, but we can't. What we can do is to allow that to happen by itself, by being passive and just let things be. It's like stopping creating waves on an ocean or on a lake. If we stop creating waves with our mind, this lake or our mind just calms down all by itself. And that's the tricky part, to stop creating waves inside yourself. But we'll try. What I will try to set up as a theme for this session today is the English word freedom. And now I'm thinking more about the personal freedom. Freedom from what you take as suffering or misery in life, whatever you have which you don't want, to see whether we can create a situation where you are free of as much as possible of what you don't want, like hate and negativity and depressions and just disturbing, restless thinking. Can be fear, anxiety, everything which you have inside, which you want to be free of. So free and freedom is what I wish to have like a theme through this whole session. I'm going to shortly describe something the Buddha said, and many of you have heard this before, but I'm going to shortly repeat it. Many of you are here have been practicing for a long, long time and heard this, but I'm going to repeat it for you. For most of us, or for many of us, one of the biggest problems with meditation is to be able to calm down what's going on inside, all the thoughts. After a while, when we practice meditation, we learn to find freedom from bodily discomfort, sitting nicely, going a place where there's no sounds, so we don't hear anything, being free from hearing. We sit a place where we can't smell anything, so we're free from smelling, and we close our eyes, so then we're free from sensory impingement from the eyes. But even though we do try to minimize the input from the senses, we're still stuck with our mind. And in the mind, there is this endless chattering inside of thinking. And the Buddha, he had this short discourse on how to remove those never-ending thoughts you have inside. And I'm going to just shortly repeat those. He had like a list of five techniques you can use. So if you run into the problem tonight or today with excessive thinking when we sit meditation, you can try one of these five techniques from the Buddha on how to get those thoughts to fade away from your mind. This is from Majjhima Nikaya 20, for those who knows The Teachings of the Buddha, the Middle-Length Discourses, number 20. And I'm not going to read it out. I'm just going to make I'm going to describe those five techniques quickly. The first one is to shift your awareness to something which you find good. So if you have in your mind thoughts which are maybe negative and hard, sad, just switch your awareness to something else which is good. Just like you switch a TV channel. Maybe you're watching this TV channel which is full of actions and terror and killing. Look at another channel. Look at a channel which is creates peace, stillness, joy, and happiness. So just consciously change your awareness from one place to another. Stop thinking. Look and think at something else instead of. That's the first thing you can do. The other thing you can do is that when you see those thoughts going on in your mind, you can start. If you have enough experience in meditation, you will know that being free from those thoughts is a really nice feeling. Being peaceful and free from thinking and just have calm inside your mind is a really nice, pleasurable feeling. You feel good. And having thoughts of anger or thoughts of really strong desires is something you after a while perceive as not fun because there's something which is better. And if you can look at what you're doing and just see that what you're doing now is suffering compared to what you could have had, peace and calm and joy is better. So there is like a danger in having thoughts which are negative. You feel better if you have good thoughts in your mind, happier thoughts. So see the danger in it. Contemplate the thoughts you have which are negative and hard, and see the good sides of other more positive thoughts. So if you see the danger in them, you might end up just leaving those old, hard thoughts which you don't want to be there. That's a motivation for you to let them go. The third point the Buddha was mentioning is basically just quit giving them attention. It just might be that you... It's just like if you are staying with some people or another person, and that person is just talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking all the time. Some like a nagging husband or a nagging wife. And after a while you learn to just shut that person out. Because it's not worthwhile to listen to that person all the time. So you have that ability in you to just shut it down. And you can do the same with your thinking. If you learn to just shut it down because you don't want to listen to it, that's the third thing you can do. The fourth point, fourth trick you can use is what the translation here is: you should give attention to stilling the thought formation of those thoughts. And when he gives attention to the stilling of those thought formations, then evil or bad or unwholesome thoughts connected with desire and hate and delusion might be abandoned. That's the fourth one. The fifth one is maybe the last resort. I've never ever managed to use that myself, but I can read it out. So if you have thoughts in your mind which is really annoying and really powerful, and you just cannot manage to let them disappear, then the last resort the Buddha had as an advice was, then with his teeth clenched and his tongue pressed against the roof of his mouth, he beats down, constrains, and crushes his mind with mind. So that is, as far as I can see it, using your will somehow to crush down your thoughts. I've never managed to do that. Maybe you can, if you are desperate enough. But I don't recommend that method. The best one is the first one. And that really works really well. And that can also be used in any time in normal life. If you see that your mind is just spinning on something which is you take to be suffering and dark, just change focus. Just shift your awareness to something else, on something good, something inspiring. Switch to another channel. And also the second is really good. When there's something going on in your mind, thinking, emotions, fear, look at it and contemplate it and see that it's not fun to have them in there. It's much better not to have them. So if you contemplate and you're looking at what you're doing inside, that is a reason for them to disappear. You don't want them anymore. Very often we have thoughts of anger and desire and fear because there's something else we want. We have some desires and we have some pleasure out of being angry. We get some pleasure out of being full of desires for something, having this dream, this want for something. There's pleasure in that. But that type of pleasure is not much. The pleasure or the joy you have from a peaceful mind is much more powerful. So try those two things. Either shift your awareness to something else. Deliberately start to focus, think about something else which is good, wholesome, kind. Or just look at those thoughts and see that it's not worthwhile. So, what we are going to do now is to start a meditation for 45 minutes. So what we do, again, what we are aiming for is freedom. And what we do is to first put ourselves in a situation where everything is around us is as free as possible. So we come to this place here where there's not much noise, so we're free from much of the hearing. We come to a place like here where there's no smell from the kitchen, so you're free from smelling. We try to sit as comfortable as possible. So if you're not used to sitting on the floor, please take a seat on a chair. If your body is too tense and too much pain, it's really difficult to meditate. So we try to give our body as much comfort as possible. And then we're free from pain, bodily pain. And then the last thing we do is to close our eyes. And then we're free from seeing for a while until we open our eyes. Unfortunately, we don't have ear lids, so we cannot just close our eyes, but we can come to a place like this, or you can create your own place somewhere where you find a quiet little corner where you can sit and learn, learn to meditate and learn to find peace and calm. When it comes to your body, that is just something you have to play around with until you find your way. Most of you have been meditating a lot, so you know what to do it, but please now, let's just start and close our eyes, and I will continue talking for a little while, and then I will stop talking. I will watch the time, the clock, and I will ring the bell when it finished at 4 o'clock, so don't worry. You can be free of thinking about what time it is. And whatever is happening in your mind, try to have this word freedom as your theme. Whatever is going on inside, see whether it's something you can do or understand so you can be free from it. You cannot do or make or create peace, but you can become wise and understand and learn to interfere so everything can just calm down. So I will close my eyes now and find yourself a nice sitting position. Loosen up any belts or anything tight on your body. And we start the first minutes with just being with the body. In the beginning, just put your awareness first on your legs. Just first, like a minute. How is your legs? Are they in comfort now? Are they resting? If there are any aches or any pain or discomfort, try to adjust something so your legs are happy. Give your legs a good opportunity now to really rest. You will not be able to find peace of mind, I think, before you can make your body at rest. So we have to start with the body. Then feel how your bottom is touching the pillow or a cushion or the seat of your chair. And when your lower part of your body feels nice and comfortable, either on the floor or in a chair, then have a look on your back. Is your back relaxed? Do you have to straighten it up a bit or relax it a bit more if you're too tense? You have to find a position for your back which is effortless, so it just balances it all by itself. Not too tight, not too loose. Just natural and relaxed. There's no right and wrong in this. You're the only one who knows your body. you have to play around until you find your favorite position or favorite positions for meditation. And then your neck. How is your neck? Lots of people have stiff necks. Allow your shoulders and neck to really calm down. Let your shoulders droop. Let them fall down. Let your back and neck and shoulders really relax. Then quickly feel your hands and your fingers. Are they resting in a nice place? And then in the end, your head, your face, mostly, your eyes, the muscles around your eyes, are they tense? Then relax them. Your mouth, either closed or a little bit open. Let it just calm down. Your forehead. Any tensions in your face? Relax them all. If there is any part of your body now still a bit uncomfortable, then adjust it now, wherever it is, to make your posture as pleasant as possible. And if your body now is reasonably comfortable, then inside your mind, come here, now, be here. Don't linger in the past, don't linger in the future. Just be here. There's more than enough going on just here with your body and your mind. Everything which has happened in the past as history. There's nothing you can do, anything about your history. It's gone. The future, you really don't know anything about. Anything can happen. Just be here in the present and just see and observe what's going on with your body and with your mind. Don't go back in time and don't jump into the future. Be free from the past. Be free from the future. Because the only place you can find freedom is here, now. Just a couple of minutes in the beginning now. Send your awareness out through your ears. Just use your ears a minute and just listen. But do not interfere. Do not comment. Do not become angry. Don't create any cravings. Just listen and just be with whatever sound you can hear for about 1 minute. Just be with the sound, whatever sound coming in your ears. We can hear the birds. We can hear some cars. We can hear the aircon. An aircon, that gray noise, is something you can listen to without commenting, without adding anything to it, without getting angry at it. And now, if we, for the rest of this meditation session, try to move our awareness just in, we stop everything going out to the body, to sounds, and we try to go in and just observe what's going on inside your mind, and try to extremely kindly see the breath going in and out. So please let go of everything else. and put your awareness on your breath and try to stay with your breath and be free of everything else. Just be and see and feel and observe this breath as it goes in and out, in and out. And if there's something which goes on in your mind, have this theme, this attitude of freedom in the back of your mind, wishing to be free from everything which you perceive as misery and bad and unwholesome and suffering. So let all of that just fade away all by itself. Just wish for freedom, as much freedom as possible inside. And just watch this breath going in and out of your body. Don't do anything, don't say anything to yourself, don't contemplate, don't change, just look, just be free. I will stop talking now, and I will ring the bell at 4 o'clock. Okay, that was 45 minutes. We have a short ending of this with some questions and answers, if anybody has any questions. And I think they're running around with a microphone if somebody has some questions to ask. And there's a couple of questions from abroad as well. Any questions in here? No. Maybe you're too calm. I hope so. Okay, then we will just, I will just quickly finish off by answering these two questions. There's one from Vienna and one from Ecuador. And there's a person called Paula in Vienna, in Austria. I have been meditating for about a year, and I find mantras helpful, especially in the beginning, to calm my mind and get into the nothingness. Is it okay to use this approach? The answer is yes. That is one of those, I think the Buddha was, if you summarize all the meditation objects the Buddha was teaching during his life, I think you can sum it up to about 40. And that's anything from breath to kindness, to body, parts of your body, and feelings like compassion and goodwill. And also the different stages of when you're dying. And as far as I remember, there are also, he also mentioned a mantra. And at least in this tradition, which is from Thailand, and the forest in Thailand, they always use this mantra, Buddho. So, and that's still part of the tradition. So they add the mantra Buddho, Buddho, Buddho in parallel to the breath, for example. So as you breathe in, it's Bud. And you breathe out, Do, Buddho, Buddho, Buddho. Again and again and again and again. And that works. So there's nothing... nothing wrong with that. It's just a tool. I think, in short, you can say that you need an object to rest your awareness on, which is strong enough for your awareness as your mind is right now. And if your mind is really restless and agitated and full of emotions, then you need a big object, a small object. Isn't big enough for you. It will drown in what's going on in your mind. But if you are peaceful, then a little object, just like a little feeling of kindness, can be enough. And mantra is a good example of how you can extend and make your object of meditation, your object of meditation bigger. You take breath, your feeling of breath, and you add a word to it, so that's a bigger object to look at during meditation. In addition to that, you can add like some imaginations, you can add some illustrations, mind made. You can make a little repetition fantasy. It goes around and around and around to make your object even bigger. So you can have both breath, a word, and something repeating inside your mind. And then your object is really big and entertaining if your mind is very active. And then as your mind calms down, you can make your object less and less and less and less. You take away the mantra, you take away some kind of imaginary activity, and then you're back to the breath. And if you get really peaceful, you can just let it go of the breath itself. and we can just have peace, the feeling, just the feeling of peace as your object. But then your mind has to be really calm. So mantra, please do it. If it works for you, if it's a tool you use skillfully to calm down your mind, please do. And it's widely used. Second question is from Ecuador, Jose from Ecuador. I cannot sit to meditate when I'm too excited or angry. And sometimes that torrent of emotions conduct me away from practice. How could I avoid that snowball? These are the two biggest hindrances which the Buddha was talking about. Your involvement and getting excited what's going on around you and with your body, and creating ill will from what's going on around you and with your body. And classically, that's a hindrance, and that is something you should, it's just part of the process. It's something you have to find your way away from. And what the Buddha was teaching was to avoid these things and to develop what he called the satipatthanas and the seven factors of enlightenment. Those are the tools you use to minimize these hindrances. And that's what we're doing now. Basically, the seven factor of enlightenment is what we've been doing now. We put our awareness on some kind of Dhamma, some kind of object. And we put in effort just to stay with that, to endeavor and stay with that object until your mind calms down and there is joy and a rapture arising in your mind. And when that joy and rapture, pleasure, bliss arises, that makes meditation so fun and so pleasurable that you just continue. Meditation becomes much better than anything else you can do as a human being. And then you just stay there because it's so extremely nice. And as you stay there and just enjoying extremely nice feelings, the result is that your mind's activity is getting even less and less and less. So there's less and less thinking, less and less activities, less and less excitement, less and less anger. Because you have found something, the glue inside of you, which keeps you to your object, some kind of joy. And when that joy and rapture arises in your mind, will take you into deep meditation called samadhi. That's basically the seven factors of enlightenment, which we are teaching here. And the satipatthanas is basically much the same, sticking to the body, being aware of what's going on with your body, as if we did in the beginning. We put our awareness on the body, your feet and our bum and the back and the hands, etc. Just stay with the hands. That's the first satipatthana. And then later on, we stay with feelings of joy and happiness and bliss. That's the second satipatthana. That's the later part of the meditation. And later on is the mind, just observing the mind. And samadhi, deep samadhi. And that is what the Buddha taught as the opposite of the five hindrances. And the two biggest ones are to be excited and being angry. That's the best answer I can give. So if there's no other question, I am happy. Are you happy? Okay, we're done. Thank you for coming.